Could you just give us some examples of where you've had these professional photos displayed for a business and how that's actually increased their professionalism and made their business look to a higher level?
Okay. I have my own home studio, so I have that set up with backdrops and they can come to my home studio. And I have just had individuals come, whether it's been from a real estate agent or whether, and I had a writer who's come. But I also can go to a professional business place to take their photos, as long as there's enough area to be able to set up lighting. And I love to work with natural light, but if that's not possible, then I have to bring my lighting. I can do it in a professional place. And do it for them there, whether it be a group. I've recently done work for a settlement agency, was able to go to their workplace and do the headshots for their staff.
Okay, perfect. I know we mentioned before off camera that you actually went to Bali to do some work for a retreat over there. I'd love to find out a little bit more about that and some of the results that you helped achieve for that, for the business.
Okay. Yes, I went to a women's retreat. And I was taken up there to do the photos for 13 women.
Oh, wow.
So I went out on tour with them and took photos of the different things that they were involved in. And they could use some of those for their branding or for their headshots if they wanted to. But also in the villas where we were staying, the grounds were just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So they all had a photo session with me. And I did their headshots and full photos for them. And then they can use it for their branding if they want to. Some of them were in different professions, so we did the photos that would work in with that profession, whether it be sitting at a table with a typewriter or whether it be reading a book, whatever it is that their business is.
I couldn't imagine a more picturesque location as well, like you're saying, an incredible villa. Yeah. You know, all this amazing scenery around you and being in Bali.
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful, actually. And we got some great photos for the girls. And they'll be able to use those in amazing ways to, you know, be able to use on their websites. Use on social media.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest mistakes that you feel that other photographers or people make when they're getting photos and uploading photos and trying to look professional? What do you feel like some of the biggest no-nos or things that they shouldn't do?
Right. I guess that one thing they shouldn't do is just take a snapshot and use a snapshot for their social media. And yes, they can get great photos with their phone. But a professional knows how to pose them. They know how to have them standing, the position to have them in, how to hold their head, all that sort of thing that would make a big difference to their image.
Definitely. And, yeah, little things like that make a massive difference.
Yeah. So I would just encourage people to look at their website, look at their photos, the image that they have got at the moment. If it's quite old and it's actually not looking quite like them anymore.
Yeah, that's right. 20 years ago, you're like, no, it's not really relevant.
Yeah, it might be time to update it and get a new one done.
Yes, definitely.
And I can make them look beautiful. I can, you know, blot out a few wrinkles if they want a few wrinkles taken out and all that sort of thing.
Oh,
so
that's perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if anyone wanted to get in touch again, what would be the best way to reach out to you or, to get in contact?
Okay. The best way to get in contact with me would be through my Facebook business page, Karen Smith Photography. I'm located at Como. And there's a few Karen Smith Photographies on Facebook, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So if you look for me with the profile with a white hat on, that helps me to stand out.
Definitely.
For my page.
Yeah. Definitely.
Got a camera over my eye.
Yeah, that's the best.
That's
way
me.
Yeah.
Also, I have a website, KarenSmithPhotography.com.au.
Brilliant. Well, Karen, thank you again for sharing your advice and some of the incredible work you've done. So, anybody looking to get a professional photo done or photos done for their business, strongly recommend you get in touch with Karen Smith. Thank you again, Karen. I really appreciate that.
Great. Thanks, Paul.